gentlemen, good afternoon. I apologize for having to delay this briefing. The informal heads of delegation took slightly longer than expected, although, frankly, I should have expected it to run a little bit longer as members were reacting to the events of last night. Let me begin by briefing you on what the Director General said to the members today. He recalled that he had told the members yesterday that the small group of countries would be meeting, that the members in the informal heads of delegation yesterday had urged that small group to show leadership and to make compromises that would move the process forward. The DG said that he believed that those members and the larger group had listened and done this, and that the package of elements that has been circulated to the membership represents their contribution, and he said it is an important contribution to progress towards the establishment of modalities. He said the various elements of this package are linked in one way or another as part of a whole and should be seen as such. This is not a final product, he said, but one around which to build convergence in order to move us forward. There are elements in this package with which many at this stage are uncomfortable to a larger or lesser degree, including some who have expressed specific reservations. The package will remain on the table as a contribution toward our further work, but as you all recognize, this is by no means the full picture of our task. There remain many elements not in this package, which are dear to many members, and therefore need to be tackled urgently in order to find the overall political balance that is necessary if we are to achieve modalities. There is, said the Director General, no such thing as partial modalities. So he said the next step in the consultative process is to address other issues, and included among these issues are cotton, preference erosion, tropical products, bound in quota tariffs, tariff simplification, tariff quota administration, developing country sensitive products, to name a few of the agriculture issues. In the NAMA group, the focus of work needs to be on issues such as preference erosion, the issue involving Venezuela, and the recently acceded members question. He said, keeping in mind the urgency of the task, chairs of the negotiating groups, Crawford Faulkner for Agriculture, Don Stephenson for NAMA, have already convened consultations for today and tomorrow to address these issues. He urged senior officials to begin working with these chairs, and he mentioned that he himself will be chairing the Services Signaling Conference, which begins today at 2 o'clock and is scheduled to run to about 7. He said he will take up these issues I have mentioned after as needed in the same way that he has touched on the earlier issues in various ministerial configurations as necessary with full reporting back to the open-ended heads of delegation. The goal is to produce as rapidly as possible a further package on the next group of issues which can then be put before the membership for consideration. He then asked the Norwegian Foreign Minister, Jonas Støre, who, as you know, has been conducting consultations on his behalf on three TRIPS issues. And Minister Støre said that positions on some key issues are diametrically opposed, and he believed it is important not to allow these difficulties to put in jeopardy the success of this meeting. He has therefore been exploring whether we could find a way forward which would not prejudice members' positions on the most contentious points, such as the relationship to the single undertaking of Doha negotiations and the legal form of any outcome. He said he hoped he would nevertheless give sufficient satisfaction to all members and enable work to move ahead positively. He said the consultations have so far been constructive, but have not yet reached a point where he is in a position to put forward specific proposals. He will be continuing his contacts during the course of business today. He said, in light of the progress that has been made in agriculture and in NAMA, he will be looking to delegations to intensify their engagement and their willingness to show flexibility and creativity on these TRIPS issues. The Director General said that he and the chairs would now leave to go and take up the various issues I mentioned earlier, and that the next heads of delegation meeting will be 10 o'clock on Monday. I'll be happy to take your questions now. Head Ayat.
Yes, Keith. Could you please go into some detail about the specific reservations? And two, from what we are seeing, that the figures that circulate would lead to loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs in the developing world. So why would you think the developing world would accept such a deal?
You've made the calculation on the loss of numbers of jobs already, Hedayat. I'm impressed. The reason that I would say that is because that's what these governments have said. They speak for the people of their countries. There are reservations. I need to make that clear. And I would say the principal reservation pertains to the special safeguard mechanism. Now, this special safeguard mechanism, as is listed in the data sheet that was presented to members, would apply to those tariffs that are bound, okay, that are bound and that are at their limit of binding. What some delegations have asked for in the run-up to this process is that the bound rate that now applies, i.e. the Uruguay round bound rate, be able to be breached as part of the Doha agreement. Now, there are many countries that have had difficulty with that, including a great many developing countries. And much of the debate in the room now is between developing countries on either side of this issue. So as a way to enable these countries to breach the Uruguay round binding, the compromise was that the threshold, the trigger that would enable that higher tariff to kick in would be set rather high, and the figure is 140% or a 40% surge in imports over about a 3-year base rate. That's what the existing text says. This breach of the Uruguay round is not mentioned in the text. In fact, paragraph 133, if you've read it already, you know what this says. It says basically that the whole special safeguard trigger mechanism rests on the view that there would be a limit to go up to, which would be the Doha limit. Now, there are a variety of other elements to the special safeguard mechanism that's been spelled out in this paper, but I would say that the principal problem that members have focused on is this threshold of 140%. Now, I would say that all of the members that were speaking today or have said that there are elements in this package that have given them encouragement that they can move forward, but I would say that this issue here at this moment seems to be the one on which those who have problems are focusing most intensively. Yes, Ram. Raja, sorry.
Keith, did anyone flatly reject the package or any portions of the package?
Well, I'm not going to go into specific countries because it was an informal meeting, but what I can say is that there were many countries that expressed concerns about this particular element of the special safeguard mechanism that I mentioned on either side. Those who believe that the trigger is set too high and those who believe that in crafting this compromise, enabling countries to breach the Uruguay round-bound tariff, what they have done is create the possibility that we would have possibly less trade liberalization as a result of this agreement. There were very strong views expressed on either side, which is the way things often are in this house, as you know well, Raja. Yes, please, Saki.
Keith, roughly how many spokes took the floor today?
Oh, golly, I'll tell you later. I can count them now, but I'd rather get through these questions. More than have the last few days, the most since the first meeting, I don't know, a few dozen, I would say. But if you ask me afterwards, I'll give you a specific count. Sheila.
Keith, you're briefing us on what Mr. Lamy is saying. But when we ask you questions of what delegations say, or you say it's an informal, this is not transparent enough as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Sheila, but the rules of the organization are that an informal meeting is off the record. You will be able to, for those delegations that submit their statement, see them on the website. If the delegations submit them, that means they're happy for you to see them. But I will not go against the wishes of members who have said that these meetings are informal and thus off the record.
Understood. But yesterday you gave us a general impression. Hey, no. Yesterday you gave us the impression that they were all agreeable to the smaller groups. You know, this is what we'd like to know. Not
yes,
details.
I can appreciate that, Sheila, but that's not the way things work around here, as you know well. Yes, Patrick.
Est-ce que Monsieur Lamy a demandé au ministre de rester jusqu'à une date particulière?
In a way, the particular date being when we finished our work. Particular date, Patrick, it's very difficult to give you a particular date because the issues, many of these issues that I've spoken of, this sort of second tranche of issues, are for very large groups of members. I've just been handed a note that says 31 delegations spoke. Thank you, whoever forwarded me that. Joseph, thank you. These issues that are being taken up, cotton, preference erosion, for some members, for a large number of members, these issues are of vital importance, and they are complex. So these discussions will be difficult. We have to somehow be able to weave convergence in these issues into the larger package. We need to run these proposals by members, hear their thoughts, make the necessary adjustments, and eventually produce revised texts on the basis of what members have told us. The timetable for all of this remains somewhat uncertain, but the work continues, and hopefully we'll get some summer holiday. And you'll be able to take the next step in your distinguished career, Patrick. Odd.
J'ai pas très bien compris s'il y avait des délégations qui avaient rejeté ce matin lors du TNC les propositions qui ont été faites par Monsieur Lamy hier.
There were elements of this particular agreement with which members had great difficulty and elements they couldn't accept. But as a basis for work, they were all on board. And this, the central element with which the problem, there are a lot of individual problems with specific countries. And rather than go through all of them now, I just would say that the one issue that was focused on most prominently is this question of the special safeguard mechanism. And inside that issue, particularly this threshold for the trigger of 140%. Yes, please, Imogen.
I'm not clear. You say it's the basis for work. So how much of this is all open to negotiation? I mean, we could be here for years, if that's...
Imogen, we've been here for
another
years.
Another seven. Yeah, well, this is what we all fear.
until the whole package comes together, until governments have the chance to look at everything put together... And that includes these important issues that I've just described. It includes what will be discussed today at the Services Signaling Conference, even though there'll be no decision there. The degree of comfort that Dame Honduras on Services can derive from this meeting will be, I think, an important element in the decisions of some governments. These very thorny TRIPS issues, until we begin to see how all of these issues come together... What I can tell you is that nothing will be agreed until everything is agreed. So virtually all of the members have said that what they want to look at is the holistic package, and that's still emerging. This is the reason that there are so many different sets of negotiations going on concurrently, and It's the reason that I can't with any precision give you, Imogen, I'm afraid, any kind of specific timetable. Further questions? Nope. Okay, thank you very much.